Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
Here he is, the king of all Jews. I love this guy, Dov Hykin. Good morning, Dov. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. Good morning. Wow. Whew.
Well, that's why you listen, Dov. That's why New Yorkers listen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely, Sid. First of all, you're on target. I am supporting Curtis Sliwa, but we got a long way to go, Sid. We have over 4 months. Let's see what happens in the coming weeks. I would say that Labor Day would be the deadline when all of us take a look at what's going on. What are the numbers in the polls? What's happening in the streets? Where's the enthusiasm? And at that point, because we all have one single goal, is to make sure that Mamdani does not become the mayor of New York, because that is the worst scenario imaginable for every New Yorker, Jew and non-Jew. It doesn't matter. So, Labor Day is sort of that date when, where are we on September 1st? But right now, let them all, they're running. Look, I wish there was only one candidate. And it could be Curtis, it could be one of the others. And my sentiment is very much in line with you. I'm no fan of Adams. Cuomo, well, and God, I mean, he is really a disaster. But nonetheless, September, the numbers, what does it look like? I don't want to hear Curtis can't win. What does that mean? By the way, Donnie can't win is what they said. Am I correct? Isn't that what everybody said? He can't win.
Right. 9 months ago, he had 1% of the vote, 1%. They said, there's no way a jihadist, Muslim, socialist can win in this city. They also said when President Trump went down the escalator in 2016 that he can't win. So excuse me for getting angry with people on Twitter and some of the phone calls I'm getting. You sound stupid. You have no idea what can and can't happen. But to your point, you're right. Because guess what? Today, people are on their way to the Hamptons. Do they care? Sure. But are they going out there making videos, the average person? No, they're not. They're going to the Hamptons. They're going upstate New York to your favorite place, Woodburn. They're going to Fire Island or the Jersey Shore. And when it gets past, like you said, August, Labor Day, and we're about 2 months away from an actual election day, that's when people will take this seriously. And at that point, if Curtis Sliwa is getting waxed in the polls, guess what? I may have to endorse Adams because I made this very, very clear, like you, Mamdani can't win. More important than Curtis winning, Mamdani can't win.
Yeah, Sid, I'm with you, and I think a lot of other people as well.
You say a lot of people as well, but Dov, I heard a conversation Alan Dershowitz had with Nicole Malliotakis yesterday. Dershowitz said what I've been saying the last 2 days, which is there are a lot of Jewish people, Jewish leaders, and I consider you the best Jewish leader we've got here in New York, and I mean that. This is not blowing smoke up your ass. I really believe that. A lot of Jewish leaders that are making call after call and putting pressure on everybody they know to make sure they vote for Eric Adams.
Look, Sid, now that Cuomo stayed in the race, he made that very, very clear. He's looking at numbers, and he thinks he can win. Everyone thinks they can win. But at the end of the day, only one person wins in every single election. Everybody thinks they can win. At the end, one person. So look, now that Cuomo is in, it changes the picture in terms of Adams. Let's take a step back. Let me tell you one of the things we can do instead of everybody rushing to Adams' bosom, okay? Take a step back. You know what we should be doing? All the money that is being pledged, the tens of millions of dollars to the feet of Mamdani, let's make sure that every single person in New York, your neighbors, your friends, that everybody is registered to vote. There are hundreds of thousands of people who cannot vote because they haven't registered. Let us do all the work in July and August. Let us create that excitement and that emotional feeling that we need to save the future of the people of New York. If you own a home in New York, Donnie wins the day after the election, the value of your house will decrease by 20%. Reality is so horrible. And I got to tell you something else, Sid, that really bugs me, and I know it's going to bug you. You know, the ADL, you know, the wonderful Anti-Defamation League. Yesterday, they called on mayoral candidates to disavow anti-Semitic rhetoric. They were basically talking to Mamdani. Can you imagine? You know, let's go to Mamdani and beg him, please don't be anti-Semitic. Listen, don't say those terrible things. How pathetic.
But 77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
The ADL is not my father and your father's ADL. They're a joke. Even the JDL. I mean, I don't know what happened to all these tough Jewish defense systems. They're gone. They're basically gone. But that's why I talk to you, because you're willing to get arrested. I mean that sincerely. Just like Curtis and Lebedo will get arrested protecting New York, though. You've been arrested a ton. You'll still get arrested in your 70s to protect the Jews. So somebody said to me yesterday, you know, if Mamdani wins, he may even cancel the Israeli Day Parade. I go, stop it. Now you're getting crazy. Stop it. He goes, Sid, he may do that. I mean, do you really believe in your heart of hearts, if Mamdani wins, that he'll be that outrageous?
Let me tell you, anything is possible with this individual. Don't underestimate him. Look at the things that he has already said. From the river to the sea, Intifada, you know, supporting BDS. It goes on and on. I mean, these are things, Sid, that he is saying in our face. God only knows what he's saying among his friends when he's sitting around talking to his friends.
But you know what? But he says it in our face. And then you got the other guy who, Jewish people, your friends, Dove, your friends, they flocked to this guy. Lots of yarmulkes out there yesterday who was just smoking cigars 2 weeks ago with Sneeko, and guess what? Ignorance? I didn't know what it was. That doesn't work for me, okay? He calls Al Sharpton to the stage if the two people are assassinated. Al Sharpton, not exactly a friend of the Jews. He's dined in the past with Farrakhan, okay? And Dove, you tell me, those 19 months after the war started, when it was really scary here in New York, when I was calling the police commissioner at the time, Eddie Caban, asking for protection, you tell me, did Eric Adams do anything for the Jews? Anything?
Look, you are correct. There for 4 years, he created a task force on anti-Semitism. At the end of the fourth year, bottom of the ninth inning, two outs. That's when he created a task force.
And by the way, that task force doesn't even exist. It's a lie. They took a picture. They had Potashnik, Savetsky, Randy Maestro, all these people up on a stage next to Eric. If you go to City Hall right now and go to the office for the anti-Semitism task force, there's one person, Moshe Davis. That's it. Doesn't even exist.
Said, we get it. We know. And people need to understand. But look, but the bottom line right now is, I would tell everybody, just take a step back, take a deep breath, don't get overly excited. It's going to be okay if we all do the right thing. Remember, there are people, it's not about the right thing, it's about politics. Oh, you got to support Adams, you know, all kinds of goodies are going to come your way. You got to support Cuomo, all kinds of promises are being made. And it looks good, he's 25 points ahead, he's going to win. Everyone take a step back. It's about beating Mamdani. Let's see what happens on September 2 months. Let them all go. I don't think Adams is going very far, to be quite honest with you. I'm not so I don't think Cuomo's getting far. Everybody just relax. Let's see what the numbers look like on September 1st. And then we get behind the one candidate. Everybody should make that commitment. Put your hand up and say, I swear, I commit. Okay, God is listening. If it's about winning and defeating this anti-Semite, this radical Islamist, Mamdani, who, by the way, very smart. He came out just a day ago. Sid, he came out yesterday talking about increasing funding to fight anti-Semitism.
Oh, I know. No, he got caught, actually. He told the story that one of his friends is related to somebody who was killed at the Nova Music Festival. And unfortunately for Mr. Mamdani, the story turned out not to be true. But he'll still throw it out there, and there will be people, including about 18% of dumb Jewish people, that will believe him. So let me ask you this, as we wrap up this great conversation, Dove, and I'm sure you and I will talk every day, right up until Election Day, right now, and I give you the permission to change this by the week, but right now, 7:08 on this Friday morning, gun to your head, who's the next mayor of New York?
I could answer that question.
Well, don't be afraid. I know you don't
No. I believe, let's not like I said, Mamdani could be the next mayor. I believe we defeat Mamdani if we do what you and I are talking about. Step back. I'm supporting Curtis Sliwa. No questions about that. But we have to be realistic because yes. Mamdani cannot be the next mayor.
That's it.
So I believe that if we get back September 1st, where are we? And the people that are running have the courage to say, look, I don't like the other guy. I'm going to do what's best for the people of New York and the people of America, for God's sake. And they support one person who is the leading candidate against Mamdani. Period. I don't like Adams. I'll support him. I'll hold my nose. I'll support him
right.
If he's the guy.
Yeah.
If it's Cuomo, I can't stand the guy. I will support Cuomo. I hope it's Curtis Sliwa. Step back, everybody, and give everyone a chance. We're going to defeat Mamdani if we stick together.
That's a heck of an appearance.
Together,
yes. All right, Dove, I love you. Thank you so much. His phone kind of went in and out there, but he was great. And Dove Hyken's message is exactly on the money. Dove's been doing a lot of TV, a lot of Newsmax and Fox News, and you hear why, because he's great, and he's right, and he's saying the same exact thing that I'm saying. Same exact thing. I'm not ready to knight Adams yet. And I've told Curtis this. More than I want Curtis to win, I want Mamdani to lose. And if that means one day down the road endorsing and supporting Adams, and no one's been tougher on Adams than me, and I continue to be tough on Adams. What he said yesterday was a bunch of nonsense. But if he gives us the best chance of beating Mamdani, right back to Casa Cipriani. I'll make sure that Cantrowitz and Carone pay the bill.
Thanks for listening to Sid and Friends in the Morning. You can hear Sid and Friends in the Morning weekday mornings at 6. If you like the podcast, share it with your friends and listen anytime at WABCRadio.com and download the WABC Radio app. Hit that subscribe button on all major podcast platforms. Plus, follow WABC on social, on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. See you next time for a new episode so you never have to wonder.
What the heck is going on here?
I got into a Genesis. This is luxury. Whether it's a sleek G70 or the GV80 with that third row, these are high-end vehicles with payments that actually make sense. Go see Michael. Tell him Sid sent you. Genesis of Brooklyn. Find him at genesisofbrooklyn.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants' assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.